One thing you said that really resonated with me is getting more people to have skin in the game. Mm. Because if you own part of the house, you don't want to tear it down. What do you mean by that? And what are you actually trying to help people discover in that moment?
Yeah. There's a famous law called tragedy of the commons, right? And it's an economic theory that is really crucial if you want to understand why people burn instead of build. And I heard about it from a famous economist by the name of Thomas Sowell.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
If I Harvard, was going to be a fanboy for anybody, it would be Thomas Sowell.
Me too. His book, Economic Facts and Fallacies, I think is crucial reading for anybody that wants to understand numbers, not regurgitate them. And to do it in a way that is a competition of ideas, as opposed to, let me just shout my idea the loudest. And he talks about, for instance, when I lived in DC, I saw it firsthand. We had, we were in a new development, we were in Columbia Heights, and you know, some of the streets were the hood, some of the streets were brand new developments. Across from us was a big project that went up, subsidized housing, really well done, pretty. And sadly, within about the year that we were living there, it went from like a nice establishment to by the end, most of the houses boarded up. Mm. 1 year.
Woof.
And I remember sitting there watching it. And at the same time, I was rereading Economic Facts and Fallacies. And Thomas Sowell talked about this, about how instead of subsidizing housing, aka making it cheaper for people, but having no skin in the game, nobody is responsible for anything in that place. And some of them live for free. What they've done is they've taken away their personal sovereignty. You know, have you guys ever been on a street, let's say, and you see those scooters around, right? That everybody, you can rent for a few dollars, whatever, bird scooters. And they're like beat to hell. You know, they're thrown on the sidewalk. In Paris, they throw them in the Seine all the time. And that is the tragedy of the commons in action. If that was your scooter, you would take care of it. But because you don't own that scooter and you have no incentive one way or the other to take care of it, you beat it up. And you being collective, you, all of us. And so I think one of the biggest problems in our society today, we did this huge research analysis, and it shook me. And it was, we looked at subsectors in the US economy. So not just construction, but let's say hardware stores and roofing companies. And what we found is across, I can't remember how many subsectors, but let's say 30 or 40, that 25 to 30% of all subsectors are owned by the top 10 companies in each sector. And that number is growing rapidly. So we don't own our local businesses anymore. We don't own our homes as much anymore. One in four single family homes in 2022 was bought by an institutional buyer. And so we are sort of, we're doing the narrative that's supposed to not be true, which is that, you know, you will own nothing and be happy about it.
Yeah.
And we're doing it, we're letting it happen right in front of our eyes. And I think that's a horrible thing, because you have all been to, I mean, you've certainly seen it here in LA, but you go to a Starbucks, right? And outside, it's like kind of dirty, beat up. The greeter doesn't know your name. The barista spells it wrong. They get your coffee. The beans are kind of burnt. And it's lost what it was. The mermaid is no more. And then you go to a local coffee shop. And what do you feel? Like, it's the same person every day. I just was at one in San Diego the other day. Gosh, I wish I remember his name so I could shout it out. But great little coffee shop in Bird Rock. The owner is right there. He's making the coffee for me. We get to know each other. He's having a community party on Sunday. That is never going to happen at a Starbucks. And that's why owning those small businesses is so important, I think. And that skin in the game is all the difference. And then I'll shut up. But last thing is just, I don't think everybody should own a business. It's hard. You know that better than anybody. You've been playing this game in a big way. But I do think having some incentive where if I do X more, I can make Y more, and I can leave my stamp on the world, it's really important. So that's my mission.
I love that. I think it's really important.